This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-817-4601. Regarding Joseph Fabiano, F like Frank, A, B like boy, I, A, N like November, O. Date of birth, May 9th of 1954. Dear Sue, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Fabiano with ischemic cardiomyopathy and a history of acute renal failure in 2022 after he was severely ill with COVID. He required intubation, hospitalization, and then dialysis while in the hospital. Then he was he required physical therapy in Grand Rapids until he could be discharged home. Since the COVID infection, he's been on oxygen, 2 liters per nasal cannula continuously. When he develops problems with his cardiomyopathy, he becomes short of breath and feels a lot of rattling and congestion in the chest. And at that time, he'll take Lasix 20 milligrams once daily for up to 3 days. And that usually clears up the chest congestion and stops the shortness of breath. And he has had to do that since his last visit, October 11th of 2021 was his last visit. That's quite a while ago. That was prior to the COVID. His nurse is present also for the visit. And after being discharged from the hospital, labs have gradually improved. Most recently, creatinine is 1.08 with estimated GFR greater than 60 again. And so he has been feeling better. Currently, he denies chest pain or dyspnea, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema, and he never has edema, he states. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Tacro, 2 milligram in the morning, 1.5 in the evening. Mycophenolate is 250 milligram twice a day. He's on atorvastatin, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day for a history of SVT while he was hospitalized. Lasix is 20 milligram daily as needed. And he takes Tylenol for pain and multiple vitamin supplements. Also, Effexor, 75 milligram once a day. Ambien is 5 milligram, 1 to 2 tablet at bedtime as needed for insomnia. Physical exam, weight is 235 pounds. That's the same weight he had 2 years ago, actually 1.5 years ago. His blood pressure, 126 over 73, and pulse is 95. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 8th at Cleveland Clinic. That's where he goes for the heart transplant management. Creatinine is stable at 1.08 with estimated GFR of 75, sodium 137, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.2, calcium is 10.1, liver enzymes are normal, magnesium was 2.1, hemoglobin is 13.2, with the normal white count, platelets are 107,000. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. And the Tacro level is 6.4. Assessment and plan, 1, ischemic cardiomyopathy with history of acute renal failure after a severe COVID infection in 2022. Requiring months of hospitalization, intubation, and dialysis. But the renal function has recovered, and he has had a history of heart transplant in 2018 and also diet-controlled diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months for us. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.